You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win, one of the enhanced odds offers. That was 17-10, now 2-1. Alexis Sanchez to score, Arsenal to win 2-0, 3-0 or 4-0 was 16-5. That's been enhanced to 7-2. Not necessarily those two players doing the damage though at the moment, Tom. It's been Olivier Giroud. He's been sensational since working his way back into that starting 11. He's scored in each of his last nine starts and opened the scoring against West Brom, Swansea and Crystal Palace in three of Arsenal's last four Premier League matches. He's 3-1 to score first, which could be of interest. Do you see this being a comprehensive Arsenal victory, Tom?
Well, look, we look at this and we know Burnley away from home, of course, have been absolutely awful. And they could probably think they're going to go through the entire season. We knew at the beginning of the season that obviously Turf Moor was going to be key for them, because it is a unique place for opposition sides to go, and a stronghold for them, as it has been, you know, throughout their seasons going up and down the last few years. It's been tough for teams. But they might go through the whole season and comfortably stay up and not win a game away from home all season. And I think they're in a position now where they're probably feeling that might well be the case. You know, you kind of look at where they are in the table. Would you say they're in a relegation fight? Do you think they're in any kind of trouble? They're 10th in the table. I think they're safe, because they're going to pick up enough points. So away from home, and again, something we've kind of touched on, you know, for the last couple of months, is does Sean Dyche do something a little bit different? Because his home form's so good, because they're in the top four, top five on home form, does he away from home then change things a little bit? Does he go for teams? Because he doesn't need to go there with 10 behind the ball and make life difficult. You know, they can show a little bit of freedom because they've got the points in the bag. And they started to do that, you know. 2-1 defeat at Tottenham, didn't disgrace themselves. 2-1 defeat at Man City, you know, and for the discrepancy in terms of wage and squad, I know we talked about how bad Man City are. You know, 0-0 at Sunderland, yeah, fair enough. But the score lines are tight away from home. Nobody is going to smash this Burnley side. West Brom did on that Monday night where they completely capitulated. But apart from that, away from home, Burnley are a side that will not collapse. It's just not in them, I don't think. And when it does, it's a bit of a freak. Arsenal, though, I mean, 1-5. I'd expect Burnley actually to be a little bit bigger, given the fact they haven't won away from 14-1. I was hoping for sort of 16s or maybe even bigger. I don't know. I suppose if I'm looking at Arsenal winning the game, maybe, you know, you bat them on the handicap tie just to win by the goal at 16-5. If not, you're probably looking at the goal scorers, and it'd be difficult to look past, you know, the player you mentioned there and Olivier Giroud. But Arsenal and both teams to score as well, worth a look, because you cannot be backing Arsenal to keep a clean sheet.
They are 1-5 to win this game, Arsenal. I think the next couple of months for Burnley are going to be telling, Derek, because this run they've got now, the next eight games, six of them away from Turf Moor, just two at home. So they might have to pick up one or two points on the road just to keep their heads above water.
Yeah, I think they will have to. I mean, but you've got to pay credit to the manager, Sean Dyche. I mean, he's a remarkable job, steering them from relegation heartland to 10th spot, which I think is still relegation heartland. I mean, he has done fantastically well. The results at home, I mean, you've napped them time after time until I pinched them off you last week. They've been sensational. But, you know, you look at Arsenal, you see 1-5, and they've been like that kind of price against teams like Burnley, you know, a number of times this season. Just looking at some of the results against those supposed no-hopers, they only just beat Swansea 3-2. That was back in October. You know, even against Palace last week, who everybody's beaten, not last week, a couple of weeks ago, it was only 2-0. And one or two other matches which have been a lot closer, 0-0 against Middlesbrough at home. You know, so they're not the infallible 1-5 folks that you'd hope. And I can see Burnley doing a number on them here. You know, I'm not going to tip Burnley to win. Remember the reverse fixture? Burnley did park the bus. That was at home, and Arsenal only got a very, very late goal. I can see something similar like that happening again. And I see Burnley with a two-goal start, 5-4. I like the look of that, you know, because what Tom said was pertinent there. They are away from home, giving them without getting the points, they're giving a much better account of themselves now. Maybe they've got the confidence behind them than they were earlier in the season. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a lot tougher for Arsenal than these odds imply. Burnley are nobody's mugs. Burnley with two goals, 5-4 for me.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.